from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we overrate September all the time. And I understand what everybody says about, well, there's, you got Dallas, who a lot of people like me don't necessarily buy into Dallas. Jacksonville was the collapsible team. If Doug Peterson doesn't have a good season, he'll get fired. Then you got the Giants. We know where the Giants are. Then you've got the Raiders. Like, oh, and then after that, you've got Washington. Those five games give you a real choice, a real chance before Philly, Cincy, Baltimore, the Chargers, which Herbert should be back by then. Like, I understand what everybody's saying. Teams struggle all the time in September. I'm not going to tell you in real time we're not going to panic, but I just think this, every single year we've talked about, well, you don't have a chance to show you that the schedule's really tough. The AFC's really tough. I mean, their struggles came in the middle of the season last year where they had a couple bumpy spots in about two different spots of the season. Great teams, good teams, overcome bad Septembers all the time. And I don't think it's fair to this team. I don't think it's fair to those guys in that locker room to come out here. And I'm not saying Nathan's doing this. I'm saying from my standpoint, do I expect the defense to hit the ground running week one? Yes. Nothing's changed with the defense. It's the same 30 guys, same 25 guys you had last year pretty much. The offense, I have no idea how anyone can expect them to hit the ground running week one.
I don't expect that to happen at all. I expect them to go into the game and try to grind one out.
Did it surprise you that Nathan said pass first offense?
No, we just talked about it, you and me.
Well, so
sort of with the running game, not 1,000% to start the year. Being a little sarcastic, you know what I'm saying? Like not having Nick Chubb is a big loss.
I think. Man, I think I have no feel about what to expect with the offense. Meaning, when we say pass first, are we talking 60-40? Are we talking 51-49? Because those are the gap between that 9% is tremendous. And
like, I think, Nick, the passing doesn't have to be just because you throw more than you typically would. It doesn't have to mean you're throwing 51 times a game and also putting up 45 points. Like, I think that, you know, there is a legitimate chance the Browns could be a little bit more. Like, Stefanski's, I think it could change, but Stefanski's been a play-action guy. A lot of the passes last year, we know, were a little shorter. It gives our guys a chance to do something after the catch. So I wouldn't say we should expect this to look like a Mike Leach Texas Tech offense.
See, it's funny because on one hand, they are going to change up some of the different, from everything I've heard, is they're changing up some of the blocking schemes up front and how they deploy it and whether it's more of a zone than kind of what they've done previously. But like, all of, you know, the short passing game in the preseason and the short passing game during camp, I don't know if that's about where the offensive line is or whether that's what they want to do with Deshaun. Because if you're going to be a passing offense, but you're going to be a short passing offense, I don't know that works. And I think there's one layer you and I have not gotten to yet that I think it would be silly for us not to touch, which is it's probably foolish to expect Kevin Stefanski and Ken Dorsey to be in lockstep on everything, considering Kevin and what Kevin likes to do, and this is not a criticism, because what Kevin likes to do has won, and they've won Super Bowls with what Kevin likes to done. Like Kevin likes to do, or Kevin likes to done. They've also won Super Bowls, by the way, with what Ken Dorsey likes to do. So I don't really have a feel either way, which I prefer, because I don't really give a damn. I just want it to look right. But it's a lot to expect two guys with differing opinions of what an offense should look like, with one of them being the head coach and play caller, and a new O-line, with a new O-line coach, with differing blocking schemes, with no Nick Chubb. I mean, the clearest thing you got is a healthy wide receiver and tight end room. I am knocking on damn wood at that point. And then the philosophical change is you're probably going to pass more than you're going to run. To what degree, we don't know. And oh, by the way, your $230 million quarterback who has not lived up to that contract through the first 2 years for whatever reason, well, now he's coming off a shoulder injury. Like, I can't math that math. I can't. Like, I'm trying to tuck it all together. And, this is going to be. But that's just a lot to then come out and be like, we're going to be fine in week one. Again, I'm not saying you're doing that. But I just, like, I don't think people have put together. This is not excuses for Deshaun Watson, which I think has become the lamest go-to. I'm not making excuses for Deshaun. I would make an excuse for any quarterback that's about to head out on the field with this amount of what the bleep going on in front of them. I put Pat Mahomes in this scenario. What can you expect? Like, righteously, what can you expect? Because I don't think it's, you better look like a $230 million quarterback. I got to be a little bit more realistic about that. I've got to be a little bit more authentic.
Dude, I've lowered my expectations significantly for what I feel this guy's going to be this year.
See, it's funny. I think it's okay to have the expectation big picture. I just don't know in September. And maybe they actually hit the ground running because they've been so conservative and taking care of everybody's health. Like Nathan kind of painted that. Hey, you know, you kind of took it, not easy. I don't want to make it seem like that's what he said, but you were cautious and not to go too far and not to push this team too far in the preseason so everyone could be there week one. It's just a lot to expect it to just, with a click of a finger, oh no, by the way, it's the best offense you've seen under Kevin Stefanski, or anything approaching what some of the expectations are out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.